Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance. I may help you.
Yes, ma'am. I got online earlier. I didn't get to work. I run a bulldozer for a living, work for SJNL Construction, and I did not work none last week, so I wanted to file a unemployment claim, and I tried to do it online, and it gave me this number to call.
Okay. Are you currently working?
Yeah, it's my full-time job, but due to the weather, I did not get to work, and today I didn't work also. So it's been a week and today.
Okay. So you're not working today?
No, ma'am. The weather's totally got us out, and
right.
I won't be receiving a check.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can help you submit that, sir.
All right.
Okay. May I have your social security number?
It is
421-433-0032.
Yes, ma'am.
Your first and your last name?
Tyler McDonald, TYLER MCDONALD.
Okay, your date of birth and your driver's license or ID, sir?
My date of birth is 01-25-1995, and my license number is 839-7604.
Okay, let me see if I can submit that for you, sir. Okay, what's your middle initial?
D, as in dog.
Okay, and your gender?
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen, sir?
Yes.
So you don't have any difficulty with English?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in the United States military more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
11th grade.
Okay. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to to receive your payments either as a direct deposit into a checking or savings, or choose a benefit card. Which one do you prefer?
Well, it'd be direct deposit into my checking.
Okay, I would need that routing and account number, sir.
Yes, ma'am. I'm pulling it right now. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, I got it. I got my routing number.
Okay.
It would be 03-11-01-279. And my account number would be 389-11-99-44-715.
If you don't mind repeating, I have the routing as being 03-110-1279. Is that a traditional bank, sir?
It's with Chime Banking.
Okay, sir, I'm sorry, we can't accept any online. we've had a lot of fraud at the moment with that. So we would have to offer you our benefit card, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
We'll need to read the disclosure on the benefit card. The LA Vantage prepaid card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica Bank charges no regular monthly fees, no purchase fees, no ATM fees, no withdrawal fees, no customer service fees. But it does have a $1.30 if it's used at a network. It does have a 35-cent charge for automated calls. A $1 charge if it's inactive for more than a year. A $4 charge to replace the card under regular delivery. Well, $19 under expedited delivery. It does have a 2% charge of the transaction if it's used internationally. It does not have an override or credit feature, but it is eligible for FDIC insurance. If you want more information, you may call 1-800-499-2035.
All right.
Okay, here we go. So your mailing address, sir?
It would be 11405 Sheffield Drive, Southeast.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm having a hard time understanding. You said 11 and I didn't hear the rest.
I'm sorry. It would be 11405 Crestfield, one word, Drive, Southeast. Huntsville, Alabama, 35803.
You said this was Huntsville.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The zip code?
Ma'am.
The zip code, sir?
Oh, 35803.
Okay. Did you say Crestfield or Crossfield?
Crestfield, C-R-E-E-S-T, and then field, one word.
Okay, okay. Okay. And let's see here. 256-551-8429. Okay. So I have your address, sir, as being 11405 Crestfield Drive, Southeast, Huntsville, Alabama, 35803, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Vestavia, Gadsden, Birmingham, Hazel Green, or none of the above?
Hazel Green.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with, sir? 1240 Worcester Wood Drive. 17959 Little Rock Road, 263 Monroe Road, 625 County Road 156, or I have never been associated with any of the above.
263 Monroe Road.
Which of the following streets in Tooney have you been associated with? 141 John Hickam Drive. 19848 East Limestone Road, 29570 Bethel Road, 927 Roland Couch, Gooch Road, or none of the above?
Roland Gooch Road.
I'm sorry?
Roland Gooch Road.
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding what you're saying. If you're on speaker or Bluetooth, can you remove that, please?
It would be Rolling Goods Road.
Rolling Goods. Okay, thank you. Much better. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, sir. What month was Natalia McDonald born in? Was she born in February, May, July, October, or none of the above?
July.
Which of the following streets have you never been associated with, sir? Southwest Village, Cantor Place, Sunset Drive, Southwest Kiger Street, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. Did you file for unemployment in any other state in the last 12 months, sir?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked outside of the state of Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty?
No, no, ma'am.
In the military. Okay, when was your last day of work? Okay.
My last day of work would be December, I want to say December 8th.
2022?
Yes, ma'am.
Since last Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself or own your own business, sir?
No, ma'am. I work for a construction company.
Okay. Are you currently receiving any pension or workman's compensation?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel to go to work, sir?
Maybe 30, 40.
And what's the minimum hourly salary you're hoping to make?
21.
Okay. Do you belong to a union?
No.
Did your employer give you a date when you will be returning back to work?
It all depends on the weather. I have not yet received that. I'm kind of hoping for tomorrow, but I've not yet heard anything.
Okay. What is your last job description?
My last job description? It was running a buzzer, operating a bulldozer at another construction company.
Okay, so construction. Okay. So would that be considered, are you able to do several power construction equipment, a motor, garden?
Yes, it would be classified as a heavy equipment operator.
Okay.
I can run all of them.
Okay.
At the moment, I stick with the dozer.
Okay, and what is the name of the company you work for?
It is SJNL Construction.
SL Construction.
No, ma'am. SJNL.
SJNL.
And, yes, ma'am.
Would that also be on the EX, Lisa? Lisa,
yes.
EX. Okay.
Yes.
That's how it's listed. Okay. Would you have the phone number and the address?
Yes, I can get. I have to look it up.
Okay.
I know Fayetteville, Tennessee. I didn't forget that address.
No problem.
Okay. It would be 2669 Huntsville Highway, Fayetteville, Tennessee. 37334.
3733?
4. Yes, ma'am.
Is it Fayetteville or is it Hoover?
Fayetteville.
Okay. Okay. And the phone number, sir.
The phone number is 931 433 4660.
Okay, and you said your last day of work was 12.
I'm sorry. That long day. It would be the 8th, December 8th.
Okay, and your first day of work with us?
My first day of work?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I can't tell you the exact date. I would say since I've been back at this company, I would say maybe July 20th, if I'm guessing.
July 20th?
2021. Because I've been there for 4 years, but I left to come back.
Okay, so if you've been there for 4 years, it would be 2018, not 2020.
Well, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. I left the company and came back.
Oh, I see. So when did you come back?
It would be like July 20th.
2021? Okay.
21, yes, ma'am.
Okay, okay. So you currently receiving any vacation, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And the reason you're currently not working is due to lack of work, right?
Just weather.
Yeah, okay.
It's too wet to even to do anything.
Right. Okay, so let's see here. Do you elect to have 10% of your benefits withheld for federal taxes, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And your PIN number, sir, is 3295?
3295?
Yes, sir.
That would be for my code?
for you to do your weekly certification.
Okay, 3295.
Yeah, it's a temporary pen. You can change it if you want after the first time you use it. Okay.
Okay.
So I need to give you the instructions, sir. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Normally takes 3 or more weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished, sir, also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You must be able, available, and actively be seeking work for the duration of your unemployment. Unemployment claims, sir. Let's see here. You could either go online at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov/VASNET to register for work, or you may also go to the Alabama Career Center.
Okay.
Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You must be able, available, and actively be seeking work for the duration of your unemployment. Unemployment claims use a calendar week, sir, that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must also do a weekly certification for the previous week. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims, sir, you could do the unemployment weekly certification either by going online at www.labor.alabama.gov or by calling
800-752-7389.
Okay. Your weekly certification can be done anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, but not on Saturday. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is being determined. Please read it carefully. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. Mr. McDonald, we have now completed your unemployment claim. Your first weekly certification is Sunday. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. So as long as I call every Sunday before 5.
Exactly. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. You have a nice day, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.